أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم. والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم. In the previous ayat, Allah explained all the women which are haram for one to marry, and then the women which are permissible that a person can get married to them. And like that in the whole Quran Sharif, all the commandments of Allah which we have to do and those that we have to stay away from. Allah explains now the reason behind that, why Allah has explained all that. Yuridullahu liyubayyana lakum. Allah chahta hai ke bayan kare tumhare waste. Allah desires that He must explain to you all what you have to know about your deen, how to live your life, and the whole Quran Sharif, not only these rules of marriage, but all the whole Quran, every aspect of life, and not only of this dunya, of the akhirat also. And in full detail Allah has explained all that, why Allah Ta'ala is doing it, to explain to you so that you know, you have your guidance. You can have a most expensive type of machinery, but if you don't have the guidance how to use it, it just stands like that. And if you can, if perhaps you will try and use it, and it will, you cause harm to that machine, harm to yourself if you don't know how to use it. The greatest machine which Allah has made, this human being. And now Allah explains that Allah has given the guidance, the instruction book also of how this machine must be used. وَيَهْدِيكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. اور چلائے تم کو پہلوں کی راہ. And that Allah Ta'ala guides you to the path of the people of before. That is the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and the righteous and the pious. How they lived their lives, passed their lives, and then and ended in Jannah, in the pleasure of Allah. Allah wants to guide you to that way of life. So all this haram and halal is not just a matter of it being halal or haram, that we do it and or we don't do it, we stay away from the haram or we don't stay away, but it is all to guide us to that righteous path, to the pleasure of Allah and a place of great bliss and enjoyment. وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Or maaf kare tumko. And so that Allah Ta'ala forgives you, and after forgiveness there is guidance for a person. So all this that Allah has revealed, explained all the laws in various in degrees with great accuracy and in a way that it is palatable and acceptable, all that is also the great love and kindness of Allah, that He wants to guide us to the right path. That is why all these laws Allah Ta'ala has made. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. اور اللہ جاننے والا ہے حکمت والا. And all Allah's laws and His system are based on His complete knowledge. It isn't something a shot in the dark or just here and there some command, but with the full knowledge of Allah. And not only knowledge, Allah is full of wisdom also. Wisdom is a separate thing from knowledge. Memory is another thing, another department which we normally associate with knowledge. Here Allah has referred to that it is the knowledge of Allah and the wisdom of Allah, that how a thing should be used, when it should be used, in which way, etc. All that full wisdom is also with Allah. In the light of that knowledge and wisdom, Allah has chalked out a path for us which is the most perfect ideal path. For us as creations of Allah, and with no knowledge that we have, which is only wise for us, we follow in that path which Allah has guided us onto. And in there we will see only goodness that will come to us. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. اور اللہ چاہتا ہے کہ تم پر متوجہ ہو. اینڈ اللہ وشز دیٹ ہی مسٹ ٹرن ہز دیٹ آل ہز فیورز مسٹ بی ڈائریکٹڈ ٹو یو. اینڈ ون آف دا میجر فیورز دیٹ اللہ مے فور گیوز یو, یو آسک فار فورگیونیس اینڈ آل دا رانگ تھنگس اینڈ رانگ ویز دیٹ یو آر پریکٹسنگ آن, یو ریفرین فرام دیٹ اینڈ ناؤ یو بیکم اوبیڈینٹ ٹو اللہ تبارک و تعالی اینڈ یو ٹرن ٹو ہیم اینڈ یو فالو ہیز پاتھ. In that way only goodness will abound to you. So here Allah has explained the wisdom and the underlying reason why Allah has sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, why Allah has revealed the kitabs, why Allah ta'ala has told us He made certain things halal for us, He made other things haram for us, all the details of fiqh and sharia, this is all only for our goodness. And it has been spelled out in detail to us, every aspect of namaz, of wuzu, of how we should live with society, with our wives, how we should do business, everything Allah has explained. It is just now ready for us, the meal is ready, we must just consume it now, we must just partake of it. So Allah has given us the whole deen, the sharia. It is there, all for us now is to make amal and get the full returns, the wonderful ripe fruit. We just have to eat it and benefit from it. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and see how merciful and kind Allah Ta'ala is. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, the 30 suparas of the Quran Sharif is like a love letter of 30 suparas which Allah has sent to us, to every person. Like a person receives a love letter, it may be 2 pages, 10 pages, 20 pages. But this is a love letter from Allah and to His beloved servant. And it is there to guide you, to tell you what you should do, how you should be careful of doing things, and the full details of everything, the sunnahs of everything, the mustahab of everything, in full detail we have been told how we should live our lives. May we appreciate this great ni'mat and favor of Allah and adopt it and make our lives according to that. And in the ayahs in front, Allah explains the people of batil and falsehood, the kuffar, the non-believers, they want to misguide you. But unfortunately we see, by and large, we follow our lifestyle of the kuffar. We live like them. Whereas they are there to misguide us, to lead us to destruction, to lead us to Jahannam, to lead us to suffering in this world. Allah open our blind eyes and to see that what a beautiful way Allah has given us, and that is the way that we should tread and follow on. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.